Got a medical bill that seems too high? Definitely ask if there's been a mistake. You can also look into discounts and charity. But what if that doesn't fix your problem? Celia Yopis Jepson has this story for the Kansas News Service, part of our Bills of Health series.
It's pretty common to get a surprise bill in your mailbox, those extra charges for care you thought your insurance company already paid.
The hospitalist pediatrician was an out-of-network provider, even though we were at an in-network hospital.
It was $49,000+. No indication of why that was.
My assumption was in-network means in-network means in-network. Do I have to triple check that?
Those are just a few of the frustrated people we've talked to in Kansas. Experts say if a bill seems outrageous, maybe it is, whether it's $200 or $2,000. Here are their tips. First, the doctor that gave you an emergency appendectomy obviously deserves pay, but you didn't settle on a price beforehand, even if you signed a piece of paper that says you'll pay the eventual bill. So
they are not allowed to extract an extraordinary price based on a contract that leaves no price specified.
Barack Richman is a law professor at Duke University, and the way contract law works, he says, the justifiable price in this situation is market value. The bad news? Things are often stacked in the biller's favor.
They've been suing individuals who are poorly represented, maybe not represented at all. They've been getting default judgments.
And judges need more training on healthcare costs, he says. But in the meantime, if your bill seems high, ask for an itemized version and investigate what insurance companies or Medicare typically shell out for the procedures you got. Healthcare Blue Book, Fair Health, the Healthcare Cost Institute, Medicare, they all have online tools that can help. Then push back. Elizabeth Rosenthal is a physician-turned-journalist and editor-in-chief of Kaiser Health News.
I tend to like Medicare rates because that's a rate that has been calculated as being fair and including a profit for the provider.
Though she notes that many hospitals and doctors say those rates are too low, so you may need to bump your offer. But even if you go up to twice the Medicare rate, that could still be a lot cheaper than your bill.
You call them up and say, I got a bill for $30,000. I see Medicare would pay $6,000. I will give you that, or I will set up a payment plan for that. Let's see what they say.
Next tip. Read your medical paperwork carefully. The biller may ask you to agree to pay your bill before you even see it. Payment provisions can be tucked into forms you think are about something else. Manasa Kona is a professor at Georgetown University's Center on Health Insurance Reforms.
You should definitely not sign anything taking on financial responsibility right off the bat.
Another option, complain, complain, complain. Work the phones, send those emails. Did you know, for example, that you have a state insurance commissioner? Depending on your insurance plan, they may be able to help. It's worth checking. And if the hospital or doctor won't give you an itemized bill, try your state attorney general. If your insurer is the problem, say it refused to cover care that you needed, appeal its decision. Lynn Quincy says that can help. She's the director of Healthcare Value Hub. And she also suggests telling your employer.
Employers have a lot of sway with their health plans, and a lot of times the employer can weigh in on behalf of the employee and say, you know, we want this to be covered.
You can also look for patient advocates. They work at nonprofit groups, or sometimes they're independent and charge a fee.
They're hard to find. They know how the system works. They'll try to get the bill resolved in your favor.
The bad news is all the experts we talked to agreed none of their tips is a guaranteed silver bullet. So their best advice is try everything you can. If an outrageous bill still won't go away, you may ultimately need a lawyer. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson in Kansas City.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.